This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I'm not saying this definitely happened, but it feels like the owners didn't want Bill Belichick after Robert Kraft said, I don't want Bill Belichick.
Or they didn't want Bill Belichick when he's in interviews with Jordan Hudson controlling everything that's going on.
No, had nothing to do with it.
You don't think so?
This was before we even knew about Jennifer Hudson. I'm talking about when...
Not Jennifer Hudson, Jordan Hudson.
I mean, Jordan Hudson.
I want to start new rumors.
Right, but when he was fired, right. And then immediately everyone said, oh, he'll be back in the NFL next season. And the Atlanta Falcons were the one team that were really willing. They did that one interview with him. Actually, they did a couple interviews with him, but he didn't interview with anybody else. Not even a sniff, not even a curious call. This feels like the owner said, we don't want Robert, or we don't want Bill Belichick anymore. That's what it sounds like to me.
I have a sort of dangerous long-term prediction for all of us. How does this end?
Not pretty.
The Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson relationship, non-relationship. Like, it's going to end at some point, I would assume. How does it end? Long-term prediction. April 29th, 4:11 p.m. I'm going to go first. We are going to find out that Bill Belichick and this Jordan Hudson, first of all, they're going to get married. Let's start with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're going to go all the way. They're going to get married. They're going to break up. And then it's going to be like just a real messy, messy breakup where she's going to dish on him like things that we can't even imagine. Mm. Not illegal things by any stretch.
Right,
just like embarrassing stuff. And Bill will never talk about it. But she will go on a media tour talking about the embarrassing things that Bill Belichick does or likes to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's my prediction.
You know, it's funny. Like 20 years ago, this wasn't an issue. I mean, Hugh Hefner had 23-year-old girlfriend.
It's not about her age.
I know.
That's not the issue. The issue is that she's making it weird by refusing to talk about how they met.
So
in my opinion.
It sounds like she's in control.
And also the stories that are coming out that she's basically controlling the program down in North Carolina.
Yeah,
and
we've had video of that now.
It's not the age thing.
Or wives or whatever. They weren't in control. He was in control.
Right. It's not the age thing.
Yeah.
I really don't think it's that. Mm. That's a common thing. It's just more, it sounds like she's controlling
I think the initial infatuation was the age.
Yeah, but the story
now
is not.
No, now that it's developing, it's, yeah.
The story now is because he was the most controlling head coach of all time, and it is odd to see him publicly feeling like he's being really controlled by this woman.
Right.
So how does it end, Tiki Barber?
They're going to break up in a month.
Break up. So that you're
before
saying,
the summer?
Yeah.
So you're saying mid-May?
Summer breakup.
Or late May?
Summer? Let's say summer breakup.
You're going with summer breakup.
Yes.
Breakup in summer. And then it just goes away?
Yeah.
We don't get like a Jordan Hudson media tour that I'm predicting?
Doesn't it seem too soon?
Would we do her? Would we put her on as a guest or would that be weird?
No, it'd be weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell I'd ask her.
I've got ideas.
I'll list a few questions out for you.
Yeah, I've got a few.
Is it good? Is it clean enough for air?
Because we may have to do a podcast.
Exactly.
Sean Morash, how does this Jordan Hudson Bill Belichick thing end?
They are married. Years down the line, Bill Belichick passes away. She takes the entire estate, leading to a major fight between her and the Belichick family that bleeds into documentaries for years.
Wow. So this is going to last the test of time, then?
Yes.
Until he's gone.
Major.
Okay. Tommy Lugauer.
Bill Belichick wins a national championship at North Carolina, aided by his girlfriend. He is then rehired by the New England Patriots, and he brings them back to prominence, and Evan and Joe have to watch the Patriots beat the Jets for more years to come.
We asked about Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick's relationship.
Exactly.
So we're
he gave me the whole time.
What are you talking about? They're together the entire time. Oh, you guys are Debbie Downers. No, they go live happily ever after.
Tommy meant to say she's the GM of the Patriots.
She's the brains behind the resurgence of Bill Belichick getting back to the Patriots.
No, you never mentioned her. So I thought it was just offsetting into a let's make fun of Joe and Evan prediction. Like, I didn't know there was anything there. All right, we'll check on that when things transpire, if you will. Joe is calling from New Jersey. How are you, Joe?
Hey, fellas, how's it going?
Hold on, Joe. I got to put you on hold. Apparently, we have some breaking news.
We have breaking Mets news.
Oh, man. Boy. Someone's hurt.
Hide your phones. It's accompanied with sound. The future of A.J. Minter this year is very much in doubt.
Nah. Any updates on Minter? Just his timetable and the severity of his lat injury?
Yeah, all we know right now is we're dealing with a pretty significant injury here. Mm. So he continues to talk to multiple people to see what we got here. But the one thing we know is pretty significant.
Tim?
Is surgery being discussed in those second opinions?
It is on the table. So and that's why he's, you know, we're providing him with all the information. So he makes the right decision. So that's why we're still waiting and talking to multiple people.
And would surgery be season ending?
Yes.
Wow. Well, I'm thinking about it because when I first heard it wasn't a tricep, it was a lat.
Yeah.
My non-educated physical brain said, okay, it's a lat injury. He may miss time, but...
Yeah, but how is it confused? That's weird that it's confused. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why was it originally a tricep injury?
I think it was more, this is what they thought it was as he walked off the mound. He felt some discomfort. And then after the game is when they clarified it was actually a lat. So it wasn't like they said it was a tricep.
I understand that. But if you have issues in your tricep, how is that? Your tricep is here.
Yeah.
How does that become here?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the guy with muscles.
I don't know. It's just the fact that it moved that far is very odd to me.
Yeah, that sucks, man. I mean, that just absolutely sucks. A.J. Minter was off to a decent start.
Yes, he was.
He is the one lefty in this bullpen you trust. Obviously, Danny Young is also there, and that's significant. You know, if you were going to tell me he was going to miss 2 months, I'd say, okay, great. It's like a trade acquisition. But losing A.J. Minter for the season is a big blow. You've already seen it over the last couple of days with the Met bullpen, a little shortened without A.J. Minter. Look, there's nothing you could say other than this sucks. It's part of baseball. I mean, injuries are part of baseball, and they're awful. And come July, assuming the Mets are still in this great position, they will probably be bidding on some kind of left-handed reliever. Right. There's really not much you can do about it right now. It's more opening up opportunities for others. Dednell Nunez is currently pitching at AAA. Maybe he comes up and picks up where he left off last year. But unfortunately, much like last year, where the Mets had a hole in terms of a left-handed arm out of the bullpen, they kind of have it again. So clearly by that sound from Carlos Mendoza, it does not sound good in terms of health of A.J. Minter. A.J. Minter, we barely knew you. I mean, how many games has he actually pitched as a Met?
12.
So, very unfortunate. Oh, by the way, I totally forgot about something, actually. They did sign Brooks Raley a few days ago. Remember Brooks Raley? Who was actually pretty good for a couple of years. And then he got hurt. He had Tommy John surgery. He's actually coming back in June. Yeah.
All right.
The Mets signed him. So you know what? Brooks Raley comes back to replace A.J. Minter.
It's 2 months.
You know what I was nervous about, T?
What's that?
So I saw the Met lineup. That's all I saw, just the Met lineup. And there were some interesting missings, if you will, from the Met lineup. And so when Sean broke the glass and said injury, I was actually concerned about, you ready for who? Brandon Nimmo. Because shockingly, even with a lefty on the mound tonight, Brandon Nimmo, who drove in 9 runs yesterday.
He worked too hard yesterday.
He ran too much. He's not in the lineup. Which I'm not against. I think Nimmo should get a day off once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks.
Do you want to hear why?
Oh, so he is hurt.
Yeah, Mendy spoke about why he's not in the lineup.
So is he hurt, Sean?
I wouldn't call him hurt, but I have the audio.
Oh, jeez.
Here we go.
Carlos, even though Rodriguez has not put up great numbers against lefties this year, I'm sure that was the reason, theoretically, for resting Brandon today. But was there anything else that went into it?
No, I'm not resting Brandon, especially after that game last night. He's just sick today. He's in rough shape right now.
What?
We got a lot of guys dealing with this flu, whatever we want to call it, and fever, pretty weak. So he's getting an IV right now, and hopefully he's a player for us at some point today. But we gotta give him a couple hours. But as of right now, he's pretty rough.
You know what I love about that? First of all, I hope Brandon's okay.
Pretty rough.
Where were they last? Where were they?
DC. Saquon got him sick. Or Trump got him sick.
Isn't it like...
Or Big Dom got him sick. Let's just blame the Eagles at this point.
I feel like everybody that we knew, maybe they're on a different schedule, was sick like a month ago.
Yeah.
The flu was a month ago.
Yeah, but it made its way to D.C. now.
No, in D.C. it was the same.
Oh.
That's just
weird. Strand.
Yeah.
This is odd.
My favorite part of that clip is Mendy laughing at Howie Rose, and me, I guess,
but I
for suggesting that they would sit Brandon Dinmore after a 9-RBI game.
I kind of appreciate how straightforward Mendy is.
Oh, he's very straightforward.
He just tells you.
He is.
Right.
So that's why, well, at least he's not hurt. He's just throwing up a lot.
A.J. Minter's going to need surgery, basically, what he told us.
Yeah, it would be.
We're telling him that you probably should get surgery, kid.
Yeah. That sucks for him.
It does suck.
That sucks for him.
He's blunt.
No, I think that's what we like about him.
Right,
he's 100%. Very straightforward. He tells you like it is. He even laughed at me and Howie Rose for suggesting he would give Brandon Nimmo an off day after a 9-RBI game. He is giving Jeff McNeil an off day as well. He had a big game yesterday, too.
Right.
Hit a home run, had a triple. By the way, I'll tell you something. You guys can now appreciate this. I'm very happy the Mets won yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Thrilled, some may say. The guy I'm playing in fantasy this week is the owner of Brandon Dimmo and Jeff McNeil. I got destroyed on a Monday with 9 RBIs from Nimmo, and McNeil drove in a bunch of runs. Anyhow, thank you for that piece of news. Let's go back to Joe in Jersey. Sorry, Joe. We had that news. The floor is yours.
That's okay. I understand. Going back to Belichick and his girlfriend, you guys are familiar with Billions, right?
Yeah.
Maybe she's Paul Giamatti or Belichick's dominatrix because he's so controlling in real world and he needs the submissive side in the bedroom.
There is certainly, Joe, a lot of rumors, unsubstantiated, of course, that this is somehow involving, you know, sex.
Yeah.
But
how does that... That doesn't...
What?
He's not controlling him to the point where she's taking over his duties as coach because of, I don't know, her success in the bedroom.
I mean, maybe.
No chance, man. Come on.
That doesn't happen?
No.
If you are a player at the University of North Carolina and she's running a lot of things, what's going through your mind as a player?
Well, it depends on what she's running. Like, if she's trying to be a football coach, I'm transferring.
Really?
Yeah. See ya. Now, she's just trying to be supportive of whatever's going on. Great. But come on.
I'll tell you what you shouldn't do if you're a player. Hit on her.
No.
You can't have a situation in which you end up hooking up with Bill Belichick's girlfriend. That is a scandal waiting to happen.
Right.